Will you notice here, Nehemiah is very careful to say, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared." That's social service for you. They talk about the social gospel today. My friend, if the Word of God means something to you, you get something from it, it'll make you want to go out and do something nice for somebody. The thing of it is that it'll make you want to do something for God. They tell a very whimsical little story out here in California. You know, they talk about the Boy Scout doing his good deed, helping an old lady cross the street. Well, they say down here in one of these retirement areas of the senior citizen, that a man got up a new type of vitamin, and a little old lady helped two Boy Scouts across the street. My friend, I tell you, the Word of God is a vitamin that's going to make you do your good turn. And I don't know what it'll be, but you'll have to determine that. But it'll cause you to do your good turn. That's what the Word of God does. Now he says here that you're to send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Do something for the poor. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you remember Paul said to believers, when he gave the very source of power was joy. Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. The secret is prayer, but the source of power is joy. And he said that they were to rejoice. You know, the Word of God is to make you joyful. And that's one reason that my feeling is that there's something wrong if the church service doesn't make you happy, doesn't bless your heart. Over a period of 21 years in downtown Los Angeles, we had the privilege of having what was said to be the largest midweek service in America. We went anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 people during that period. Now, I always went out and shook hands. I began that custom to go out on the front porch and shake hands with the folk as they came out. And I could always tell whether the Bible study had been a blessing or not. Sometimes they'd just come out and sort of mumble and shake your hand. Well, you know, that night it hadn't really been a blessing. Then somebody comes out there just radiant, and you shake your hand and just, "Oh, I'm rejoicing in the Lord." Then you know that it accomplished its purpose. Now, my friend, the Word of God's to bring joy to you. That is the thing that, remember John when he wrote his first epistle, he said that was one of the reasons that he wrote it. He says, verse 4 of chapter 1 of 1 John, he says, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." And he just doesn't want you to have a little fun. He wants you to have a whole lot of fun reading his Word, studying his Word. Now, the study of the Word of God ought to bring joy into your life. And friend, face up to it. If the study of the Word of God is not bringing joy into your life, something's radically wrong with you. You ought to go to God in prayer and say, "Lord, I want your Word to bring joy into my life. And whatever there's between, any cloud between, I want it removed, that I may experience the joy of the Lord when we study the Word of God." And that'll make church going a real happy affair. Have you ever seen a crowd going to a football game? Oh my, it's like a holiday, rejoicing. You ever see them coming into church on Sunday morning? Boy, what a duty, what a burden. And there are a lot of folk there with burdens, but the burden should be lifted in the service, and they should come out with joy in their hearts. Now we're told here, all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions, to make great mirth because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. I hope this Bible study makes you happy. A missionary way down on the field, discouraged. Word of God's bringing joy to him. And here is a home, I tell you, about to fall apart. And what's happened? The Word of God's brought joy. Here's a man had bitterness in his heart against me. He listened to some others that are my enemies, apparently. But the Word of God began to work in his life. May I say to you, it'll have an effect on you. And now we are told here, on the second day, verse 13, were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests, the Levites, and Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. They came back for another service. I never pay much attention. Anybody say to me on Sunday night, oh, this has been a great day. I've been greatly blessed today. In a conference, I look for them on Monday night. If they don't come, I wonder what they meant on Sunday night. Now, will you notice? We are told here that they found written in the law, which is commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. Verse 16, so the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths. You know what they're doing? They're obeying the law, obeying the word of God. And my friends, one thing to read it and study it and have it bring joy to you, but the joy is going to end unless we begin to obey it, and it has its way with us. My, this is a wonderful chapter. I told you, this is where the through the Bible began, was right here with Ezra, and taking the word of God, the law of Moses,